A member of the State Assembly Impeachment Inquiry Committee says he's concerned that Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration might be trying to intimidate potential witnesses in an ongoing investigation by the state's attorney general on sexual harassment allegations against the governor. Meanwhile, remarks by Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie drew fire from the attorney who's representing one of the women who say Cuomo harassed them. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The dispute began on Wednesday when Charles Levine, the chair of the Assembly Judiciary Committee, which is overseeing the impeachment inquiry into Cuomo, issued a stern warning to the governor's communications director and senior aide Rich Azzopardi. Levine took issue with tweets that Azzopardi posted disparaging a union leader who broke with Cuomo as an extortionist and questioning the political motivations of Attorney General Tish James. James is conducting an investigation into multiple allegations of sexual harassment against the governor, as well as accusations that the governor used staff to help him write and edit a memoir for which he was paid $5 million. Levine says he previously warned Cuomo and his aides against intimidating potential witnesses or trying to retaliate against them, and he says Azzopardi's attempts to demean the attorney general undermine the investigation and send profoundly negative signals to witnesses. Levine warned that Azzopardi's comments could have severe repercussions in terms of the Judiciary Committee's consideration of the question of impeachment of the governor. Assemblyman Phil Steck, a member of the Judiciary Committee, says he agrees. He says Azzopardi's statements are a major concern.
Rich Azzopardi has a reputation of being a bomb thrower, and he's following through on that reputation. And in this situation, it's just completely inappropriate.
Cuomo's private attorney issued a spirited response, saying Azzopardi's tweets are not an attempt to suppress witness testimony. Attorney Paul Fishman says it is Levine who is acting inappropriately by threatening to punish the governor's aides for speaking about important issues of public policy. He says Levine is attempting to quell Azzopardi's right to free speech under the federal and state constitutions. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who attended an unrelated event in Schenectady with Assemblyman Steck, says he's trying to stay neutral until the impeachment inquiry concludes.
I'm going to await, you know, the results of that inquiry, and then I'll comment then.
The attorney general, whose investigators interviewed Cuomo on July 17th, is believed to be nearing the final stages of her probe. But Hastie says if the final report finds evidence of wrongdoing, that alone won't trigger impeachment proceedings.
I believe that it should be part of the assembly's review, but I don't know if the report itself alone, without the conclusion of the Judiciary Committee's work, should rise to an action.
Those remarks drew the ire of Deborah Katz, the attorney representing Charlotte Bennett, one of the women who say Cuomo sexually harassed her. Katz accused Hastie of actively obstructing efforts to hold Cuomo responsible for his alleged actions and saying his remarks are a betrayal of duties to the office and demonstrate his loyalty to the governor over the rule of law or to the women who have been victimized. A spokesman for Hastie, Michael Weiland, said in a tweet that Hastie's remarks were mischaracterized. Weiland says the speaker simply wants the AG's report to be part of the impeachment inquiry, but he says the assembly is also looking into other allegations against the governor as well, including the book deal. Critics say the Assembly impeachment inquiry, which began in early March, is taking too long and that Assembly Democrats are stalling to provide cover for Cuomo. Judiciary Committee member Steck says that's not true. He says the impeachment inquiry recently gained subpoena power and the law firm hired to carry out the investigation is now taking sworn testimony from witnesses.
I certainly would believe, hope, and expect that we would be done with our work in the Judiciary Committee before the end of the year and hopefully considerably before that time.
A probe by the U.S. Attorney for Eastern New York over allegations that Cuomo and his aides covered up the number of deaths of nursing home residents from COVID-19 is also ongoing. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.